Hallelujah. See, this season, I'm just going to take a few minutes and say this with you, to you, because it's important. We'll talk about a fire extinguisher. Love brings the fire, unforgiveness puts it out. Love brings the fire. Unforgiveness puts it out. And think about that. Love brings the fire. Say, love brings the fire. Unforgiveness puts it out. This is called Passion Week. Today is the first day of Passion Week. When you look up that word passion, it means suffering. This is Jesus walked into this week knowing he was going to have to suffer for us. He was going to have to suffer because of his love for us. Turn quickly to John 3:16. John 3:16, because I saw something a little different. Well, not really a little different, but there was a definition that changed it for me. This is a first generation iPad, so it takes a little longer to move open. We get to John 3:16. Now, mind you, Jesus knew beforehand everything that he was going to have to go through this week, and he still said yes. Why? Because he loved us. That's why. John 3:16, Passion Translation. For this is how much God loved the world. He gave his one and only unique son as a gift, so now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting love. So God's motivation is revealed here. What's his motivation? What's his motivation? One translation says that God so loved and deeply prized the world. So I looked up the word prize. To God, the world was something exceptionally desirable. That's what prize means, exceptionally desirable. But now look at John 3:17, Passion Translation. God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be his savior and to rescue it. And here's what we overlook. God did not send his son into the world to judge and condemn. Judge means to form an opinion through careful weighing of evidence and testing of premises, to form an estimate or evaluation, especially to form a negative opinion. God did not send his son in the world to form an opinion about the people of the world. Condemn is a more vicious word. It means to declare to be reprehensible, wrong or evil, usually after looking at all the evidence, and to do so without reservation. You don't care what the results are. You're going to condemn. So, and this is what he said, understand that judging and condemning is not included in Jesus' assignment. His assignment was to be motivated by love, to rescue and be the world's savior, and there's only one way to keep, you can't judge someone you love. You can't condemn someone you have forgiven. The very truth that you have, that you forgave, removes any condemnation. If you don't forgive, you are condemning. And you're sentencing that person to live a life apart from you. apart from you. And don't give me that love from a distance fertilizer. When you condemn, you're saying that person ain't worth anything. Jesus didn't come to do that. And he knew exactly what was going to happen to him. We celebrate today because it's Palm Sunday, his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where the people in Jerusalem laid down palms and other things, and they praised him. They shouted, Hosanna. They said, Hosanna in the highest. And a few days later, well, what should we do with this Jesus? Crucify him. Jesus didn't say, you dirty, rotten scoundrels, I'll get even with you. He went and finished his assignment because he loved the people and he was operating in love and forgiveness. How do I know that? Well, first of all, while they were nailing, they're banging the nail. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. As he's being nailed to the cross, he's speaking words of forgiveness to the Father on behalf of the ones that are killing him. Why? Because he didn't come here to judge or condemn. He came to love and forgive, because love and forgiveness is the only way he could rescue. We're here to rescue. We need to start looking at biblical events in the form of love and forgiveness. Because everything God does, he does out of love, and because he forgave us. If he didn't forgive us, we couldn't be called his own. And to make sure it's understood that we're forgiven, when you read the accounts of this resurrection season, you'll see things were nailed to the cross. Folks, go there and see. Nope, that's on there. Oh, that, yep, that's on there too. Oh, well, I have nothing against them. Everything was taken away. Everything was handled. The wages of sin is death. When you look at your invoice, you may see some of the things you did. NC, 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 NC. Balance due, zero. Why? Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. It all. So it didn't matter to him whether the people received him or didn't receive him. This, I want you to think about this. Because I was thinking, well, Mark 14 talks about the parable of the sower, and it talks about the cares and anxieties of this world and the distractions of our age, and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creeping in, choking and suffocating the word so that it becomes fruitless. See, this is saying the word is in you, but you're not using it because you're too busy looking at other things. What are some of these other things that we're looking at? Status. We won't love because we don't want to be seen with a particular person or group of people. Or we're too concerned about keeping all that we've worked hard for and forgetting that it was God that gave us the ability to get wealth anyway. Right? Our position, well, that's really the same as status. We're too concerned about who we're seen with to love the way Jesus loved us. Safety. Ain't no way I'm talking. You see the way those people look? Ain't no way I'm going into that neighborhood. They had three shootings in there last week. Preference. I just don't like them. I don't know them, but I don't like them. We've been talking about unforgiveness. But the other thing that stops us is our past. You don't know what I've done or what's been done to me. I don't deserve to be loved by God, so how can I demonstrate it? You're concerned about your future. You realize God is using you differently, and this isn't what I planned for my life. I won't be no missionary. That's not why I went to school. That's not why I got my degree. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Impatience. I keep doing and doing and doing and doing, and it doesn't seem to be working. Why are you thinking about a timeline? Just focus on doing what you're supposed to do. And you won't realize how long it's been. When I think about how long I was the youth director, I was like, whoa, that was a long time. But I didn't think about it when I was doing it. All I thought about was, this is what God is trusting me with. And yeah, I had to forgive them. And you have to forgive before things happen. I said, you have to forgive before things happen. It's easier that way. Because then you can say, oh, I already forgave them for that. So it doesn't affect you. You don't have to work up unforgiveness. Because while you're working up unforgiveness, you're operating in it. Excuse me, while you're working up forgiveness, you're operating in unforgiveness. You can't be short-tempered. And you can't be jealous. A friend of mine told me they were in their native country, and they were driving along, and they were looking at these cults, and they were looking at these homes of these drug kingpins, and they were up to God. How come we're doing what you want and we're struggling and they have all of this stuff? So God gave him an answer he didn't expect. He said, they don't have the demons to go against them like you do. Yes, the demons are pouring finances their way because they're winning people to his kingdom. Now, the devil got that principle by listening to God. You think about that. When God's people do what God says, God supplies their every need. But the key is what we do has to be motivated by love and forgiveness. Matthew 20, verse 28. Do you have that one, Lynn? Matthew 20, 28. I think it's 28. I think it's in the voice. Just give me a moment, I'll find it. Here we go. No, it's in the Living. I'm sorry, it's in the Living Bible. Jesus said, your attitude must be like my own. For I, the Messiah, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. That your attitude must be like my own. So Jesus is telling us that his attitude is that the only thing he treasures is doing the will of the Father. And he didn't come to get. He came to give. And I want us to think during this resurrection season about how much God just gave. John 13:34, the voice translation. So I give you a new command. Love each other deeply and fully. Remember the ways that I have loved you and demonstrate your love for others in those same ways. And realize this. You may want to write this down. Forgiveness is part of the DNA of the God kind of love. Forgiveness is part of the DNA of the God kind of love. Say, forgiveness is part of the DNA of the God kind of love.